This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In progress.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Tes Sif Beis. Hilchos Tefillin. Siman Lamed Tes Sif Beis. Koil Shapasol Lekasvan Pasol B'chol Tikkun Asiyasan. Anyone who can't write Tefillin can't make any fixing to your Tefillin. He can't fix your Batim. He can't blacken the Batim. He can't fix your Ritzuais. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes. B'chol Umi Shenikta'a Yaday Hasmalas. What if somebody had their left hand amputated? Afal pi she'ena b'kshira, even though he can't tie tefillin, yachal lichtov tefillin. He could write tefillin. Why? The gavra bar chiyuvahu, because he is a bar chiyuva, ela pumahu dekavle. He just had his mouth hurts. In other words, it's an external factor why he can't put that on tefillin. So I was bothered by this question. So what if he doesn't have a left hand? Didn't we learn if someone doesn't have a left hand, they put tefillin on the right hand? The Dershu brings, in Simen Chav Zayin Sif Katan Vav, where Yesh Machmirim, someone who doesn't have a left hand, puts tefillin on the right hand. The Shvus Yaakov, quoted by the Shaar Tzion there, says that perhaps this is only by someone who never had a left hand. But someone who had a left hand who was cut off, it sounds like they do not put tefillin on the right arm. Okay. Sivkatan Yud, Asiyasan. He can't be involved in any fixing. V'davka sh'oisa masa beguf hatfon. This restriction is only that they can't do an act in the actual body of the tefillin. Kugoin chipoy habatim, coating the batim of the tefillin, utfirasan, and sewing them. V'kol shekein asiyas hashin, certainly the making of the shin, ba'ar habatim. Oy lahagia eza ois. Or to fix a letter, the atahu pasul, if now it's pasul, ide hagaasa yuchshar. And by fixing it, it becomes kosher. Dezehu ksiva mamish. This is actual writing. Aval ibud haklaf eneno b'chlauze. Tanning the hides is not part of this. In other words, someone who is ena bikshira could tan the hides. Or the dirshu brings, let's say, for example, to somehow sew, to spin the threads of sinews through a mumar, that it seems like you would be able to do. V'koshay de'oy v'gilulim. You can have a goy tan the hides, v'choshkenay de'isha. Rakta ba'oy v'gilulim, b'inam she'yusol oymer al gabay. But if you're going to use a goy, you have to have a Jew standing over him, v'yira she'yel l'shma. U'kidl el b'sim alam v'yisiv tes, v'adin b'katan. V'hashcharas habotim v'haratsuais. Blackening the batim and the ritzuais, ayin le'elbasim lamed gimel, shabirar nusham dinam be'ezar sham yizbarach. So the blackening of the batim ritzuais is different than doing something in the guf habatim. Making the shin or creating the actual batim is definitely a problem. Blackening is a different set of halachos. Ugureiras devak shabein ois la'ois. What if there is some kind of a drip of ink between letters and you need to scrape it? L'chadchilo yesh azor shel asos al yadam. L'chadchilo, you should be careful not to do it through them. Uvidiyeved ein lahachmer. Bidiyeved, if they do scrape it, we will not be machmer. The greira lo mikrik siva. Greira is not considered writing. Ba'ayin heitiv la'el b'sim la'am b'esiv katan pe. V'choza b'tfilin d'b'inan kesidran. This is all an issue by tfilin. Avo b'sefer Torah. By sefer Torah, there's a better eitza. Meaning by tfilin, you'll say, well, we don't want them to scrape. By tfilin, if they scraped, there's nothing more you could do. Because not like you could erase more and fix it, because then it won't be kesidran. But by Sefer Torah, if you could scrape the edges of the letters, b'makam shenagu, in the place where they touched, and then to rewrite it, you should do that. Because l'chadchilo, you should not rely on these psulim to scrape. It's better to, if they did scrape it, to sort of rewrite the edges of the letters. This way it's considered written by ksherim. Okay? So we're going to hold it over here. We'll pick it up tomorrow in Sif Gimel. And I wish everyone a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
Kol tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.